Ava, it's great to get the opportunity to have a chat with you. And you've just told me you didn't have to travel too far here to this event in Dublin today.
No, just 10 minutes down the road.
That's one of the advantages of playing for Railway Union. You're from Westport. Give me an idea of where you came across rugby, or who introduced you to rugby, and how did you find it when you first played?
We actually started in school playing a tag rugby blitz just with the first years. I was only 13 at the time, and so we played the blitz and I really enjoyed it. So a few of the girls actually played contact rugby down in our local club, and they were like, why don't you just come down? And I asked my parents and they were like, but then they brought me down Tuesday and Thursday nights, and that's where I started in Westport Rugby Club.
And did you play any other sports when you were joining up to start with rugby?
No, I didn't, but I joined Gaelic football then around the same time. I actually started preferring Gaelic football, but then because the seasons go differently, I was playing Gaelic football during the summer and then rugby during the winter, and it worked well, but obviously then stuck to the rugby in the end.
What particularly attracted you to it? Was it the camaraderie of the people you were playing with, or just the actual game? Or because when you have to make a choice like that, it's sometimes almost hard to do it.
I think for me, it was definitely I saw girls that were older, like Lily Brady, Grace Brown Moore, and going up and playing with Connacht. They would be older than me, so they played with Connacht under-18s. And when I saw that, I was like, oh, you can actually go really far with rugby. And that drove me on. So I could see where they were going and I knew I wanted that. So I kept with the rugby.
So you went through a Connacht pathway then. You were playing with Westport, but you were also getting the opportunity to play underage with rugby. How does that structure work, and how well set up is it?
So we played with Westport during the winter, and then Connacht started during the summer, the underage. And we started off with Connacht Sevens. And my first year with that, I was about 16. And then from there we went through into a 15s. And my first year playing Connacht 15s, we won the Interpros and we had a phenomenal team. And I think from then, seeing the setup and some of the girls, so on my underage team at that year was Maeve Dealey, Aveen Riley, Bavin Parsons, seeing all those girls play and set the standard at training, it was a really good way to go through, and it just made me want it more.
You're talking there about Irish international players now, but when you're talking about them bringing through on the training, I suppose you have to go in and not be intimidated by their skills and just say, I'm going to learn from these people, because it could be quite an intimidating atmosphere because they're good at what they do.
Yeah, exactly. If you come in to training, any training, and you're scared, especially in rugby, you may as well pack your bags and go home. You have to have confidence and know what you're doing in that sense and what your strengths are. And I think when you have that mindset, then you can go wherever. You can go wherever you want.
And is that part of the learnings of starting through a pathway, isn't that your confidence does build because you're playing with good players and you've got good coaches?
Definitely. I think from being surrounded by those players and coaches and in those environments, you realise that confidence is a massive part of your game. And when you have that confidence, I think an individual player can become themselves. And I know for myself, when my confidence is high, I thrive and I enjoy rugby so much. And it definitely comes from who you're playing with, but also you need to find that within yourself.
And is that coached at all? Is that part of the coaching process to help you find it within yourself? Or is it a situation that you actually work on that yourself?
I think it's a little bit of both. I know underage we always did have, and in seniors have those mental health workshops and stuff. But I think that learning about it is great and well, but I think you do have to find it yourself, because you're not going to get it from anywhere else. It's your confidence at the end of the day.
And do you talk about that? Do the players talk to each other about that? Or if somebody's a bit down or a bit had a bad game, effectively, and maybe missed this or dropped that or whatever, do you, when the time is right, do you sort of come in and arm around the shoulder and give them a little bit of a push and say, come on, we'll get it better next week?
Yeah, I think I've been so lucky with every team I've been involved around. There's always, you always have your teammates. And that's why I love rugby, because that is, team is such a massive theme in the game, and you all have each other's backs no matter what. And if someone has a bad game and they make a knock on, or you're under a high ball and it doesn't go your way, your teammates will never give out to you. They'll never be doubt in you. They'll be like, you'll have the next one, you, let's go, come on, let's pick it up, next job, kind of thing.
I watch a fair bit of women's rugby, watch the Interpros, and I'm struck by the amount of communication on the field. I also cover a lot of the men's professional game, and there is communication there, but it's very structured communication. It's orders being barked out, but I notice in the women's game there is a lot of chat and a lot of driving forward so that the atmosphere remains high.
Yeah, I don't know what it would be like on a men's team, but I know from playing with women, if we drive each other, even if you're saying to one girl, like, yeah, tackle, that's your tackle, nearly makes her make it even better. Like, she'll make that tackle, and she'll drive the player back. Whereas if you're saying nothing, that player's kind of like, oh, I don't know if I have this. And then it goes back to the confidence, whereas you can actually put confidence in your teammates because everyone is talking to each other and telling each other what to do and backing each other.
You're playing up in Dublin now with Railway Union, it's a pretty serious sporting organisation. I used to play cricket there a very long time ago. But how is that structured, and how have you enjoyed the All-Ireland League this season?
It's been great. I came into Railway when I was very young, so I never even played like Westport senior rugby. I just went straight from underage into Railway. It was a massive step. I learned a lot about myself as a player, and you have such senior players around you who have a number of caps, like Lindsay Pete, and when you have her around, she helps you the whole way, and if you have any questions, you can go to her and she'll guide you and actually teach you as well. So the standard in Railway is very high, but if you want to become a better rugby player, that's where you want to be.
And you made that decision that I'm going to go for this now. I'm enjoying this, because it's a big step up to come up to Dublin to play rugby, and it's also a big step up to go senior, because a lot of girls step out of that choice. Maybe there isn't as much senior rugby available, but you must have, it's a brave decision.
There was definitely times where I was like, I can't do this. I don't want to do this. I'm not good enough. But when you step into it and you have players around you backing you, you know that you have made the right decision. It definitely is brave, because it is hard, but it's worth it in the end, because at the end of the day, you become a better player, you become a better person, and you get to play in finals like we are in the Aviva for the first time next week.
Yeah, I was coming to that Sunday week, live on national television, and which is great. That's going to be a bit of trepidation, but a lot of fun, or no trepidation. How do you feel about that? Because it's when you walk out there and look up and around, it's a big stadium.
It is a big stadium. I haven't thought too much about that part. At the moment, I'm absolutely buzzing. I'm so excited. And I think my whole team, everyone in Railway is just, everyone is fighting for a jersey. We want to be there. We want to be lifting the trophy at the end of the day. And it's making history for women's rugby, because we're going to be, us and UL Bows are going to be the first women's team to have played there. And it's huge. And I think everyone is just buzzing for the opportunity.
Yeah, it's going to be great. I'm tempted to say it's about time, but I can say that, but it does strike me that maybe they could have been there a little bit earlier. But it is good to see. Now, interprovincial rugby lives in this funny little world where last year we had lots of interprovincial rugby because we had the season, we had the early season interpros, and then we had the August ones. So it's August again this year, I think, seems to be the plan. That's what I've been told, but that might change. How good is that to come together with all your teammates from Connacht and the, pull on that green jersey?
The interpros is always different than playing club because it's your home, it's your grassroots, and that's why Connacht means so much to me, because I came up through that underage system. When I started underage, I was like, I want to wear that senior shirt, and so it's really, really good because you have everyone around you and they feel the same. The interpros is great for that, and it's good rugby, and it's summer rugby as well, which everyone loves.
Yeah, it's good. It's sometimes it's almost hot and sunny, which it was last season. Where does that determination come from? Are your family very sporty, or is it an individual thing, or where do you find that? Because you're saying that, you know, you really wanted that senior Connacht jersey.
I don't know. my dad played soccer, so I'm actually the only one in my family that plays rugby, and we're big soccer heads. So my dad played, and my brother plays, but I think we're all just, maybe it's just in me and a trait within my family, but I think I've always been quite determined.